This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise, so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
To test the new Pathfinder, Nissan turned to the boldest creators of all. Kids. Their drawings sparked a wild idea. Brought to life by a Hollywood director, a stunt team, and the SUV that makes the unthinkable unforgettable. No tricks, just V6 power, practical effects, and the rugged new Pathfinder. Watch how it all came together and discover why J.D. Power ranks Nissan number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you recorded songs off the radio for a mixtape, it might be time to screen for colon cancer. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and you start screening right from your home. It's just three simple steps: set up, sample, and ship. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast.
It's that time again. Time to start thinking taxes. But this tax smart move for 2025 could make it less painful. Open and fund a Fidelity IRA before the tax deadline. You could reduce your taxable income in a traditional IRA or get tax-free withdrawals in retirement with a Roth IRA. Plus, there are no account fees or minimums to open an account. Get started at Fidelity.com/IRA. No account fees or minimums apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
And we continue with Our American Stories. And now we have one of the co-owners of Diablos Southwest Grill here to share his story. Diablos was started by Carl Wallace and brothers Brandon and Brad Wall in Augusta, Georgia. Here he is sharing his story of how this business got started and how they operate.
Luckily for me, you know, through life, all of my success has come from challenges, and what seems sometimes like really bad days actually set us up for the best days. My wife had lost her job with Verizon when they had bought out another company, and I had never cooked a day in my life. So when she went back to work, instead of working business hours, she started working retail hours. And then that led me to having to cook for myself because she wouldn't get home to 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And then I realized I had a passion for cooking. And so actually Diablos was born out of loss of a job for her. And then I wanted to create a chain, not just do someone else's dreams. I wanted to create my own dream. So we created Diablos and grew from one store in Augusta to we're fixing to open up our 15th store in about 2 months. So the day before Easter Sunday, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, we had a break-in. The individual smashed our front glass, gained entry into the restaurant, and then went to the register immediately, grabbed the register, shook it around, snatched all the cords and wires. It made an absolute mess of all the register and the change drawer, shook it around, realized there was no money in there, threw it to the ground, looked around the restaurant for about 10 more seconds, realized there was, you know, no safe. The safe was hidden, and actually ran right back out of the restaurant as fast as he could get out. And the whole process was less than 1 minute. We were awakened by the security company calling us and letting us know. And so we get to the restaurant. My business partner, Brandon, got there first. You know, so then he let me know, as a social media guy for Diablo's, you know, I had to come up with a post because my initial reaction was like, man, we're going to have to put up a piece of plywood over this broken door just to get the restaurant open and operating. And it was also a challenge to get open by 11 o'clock with getting the register reset back up, replaced. You know, it was just a big frustration. And then again, it was, how do I let the customers know that, you know, if their first visit to Diablo's and they've got a plywood door, I mean, this looks really bad for a business. I came up with a kind of a thing of, if you see our door looking Hurricane Fabulous, this is why. And for some reason, just because of the Easter weekend and just really thinking about the robber and like in that moment and what had happened to in his life, that he literally broke in at 3:30 in the morning into a restaurant. I'm not a morning person. I don't want to be anywhere at 3:30 in the morning. Here he is, 3:30 in the morning, breaking into restaurants, risking his life if the restaurant owner had been there, if the police would have showed up and it would have gone bad in the altercation. So many things, and the guy didn't make one penny. As I'm typing the Facebook message, you know, so to let people know, I just kind of shifted and was like, you know what? What would Jesus do in this moment? What would be his response to how this went down? As I kept writing and typing it up, the Facebook post, my heart just was the guide. And I decided that, you know, look, maybe we can be a mentor for this guy. I know it's a radical thought. I know it's a radical change. And then kind of realized too, wow, this is crazy that trying to be a little bit more helpful for somebody that's doing wrong in life is a radical change in direction. I had no clue that it was going to go viral. I was not trying to go viral with it. A lot of people online thought it was a trap, and there was a company that did this as a trap, but my heart was in the right place. And if this guy was trying to put food on the table and he can't find a job for whatever reason, I wanted to be there for that guy. I wanted to be the change in his life. And again, maybe a little bit from the past of my life where, you know, some of my best days came out of my worst days. If this was the reason that the guy had a different career path and we could mentor him, I wanted to be there for that person. The post ended up going viral pretty quickly on a local level. And then the two local stations reached out and did news stories that Saturday. And both reporters said, this is going to go really, really viral. And I laughed and didn't think so. And then the next morning, Easter Sunday, I got a phone call from the UK National News. And someone had made a meme on Reddit. The meme had got upvoted on Reddit and then picked up by the news station. And that was a national wire for the UK. And then by the afternoon, CNN had called, the Today Show had called, and we just were fielding phone calls from all over the world, Australia, and even was picked up on the Saudi Arabia news. Unfortunately, the story doesn't have a happy ending. We were tipped off to who the individual was from a friend of that individual who saw it on the national news, knew that this guy, this was his deal. He's been doing this for a long time in life. And we believe that he was picked up in South Georgia for the same crimes about a month ago. We don't know that for certain, but all the parameters fit. This individual was in Augusta that weekend that it happened, but looks like he will be serving time in South Georgia for the same offense because he was caught. But there was so much attention brought to the story on a national level, and we had so many people reach out. My cell number is in the Facebook post. It's very, very simple to reach me. So I had people reach out from all over the place and just stories of, you know, letting us know how we inspired them to do better in their own life. And I guess at the end of the day, if it made a change in someone's life, then everything was worth it. 3 or 4 days after the incident, I had a phone call around 5 o'clock, and luckily my family was actually around with me. Got a phone call, and the individual was in tears, lives in Millersville, Georgia, and said that he had spent a lot of his life in jail, incarcerated for crimes. And he was really broken up in speech as he was trying to talk. And he said, I just want to let you know that if the guy that I robbed would have had your response, I would have spent the last 15 years free versus the last 15 years incarcerated. And he said, by the time I woke up in life and realized that I was being a bad human, I had a lot of dues left to pay to society. He said, you know, nobody does what you're doing. It really touched me. That was probably one of my most touching phone calls from everybody that had reached out. He said every time that they would throw me in the jail, I'd come back out with more anger to do more wrong. And he said if somebody would have showed me some compassion, it would have stopped. It could have stopped my cycle of what I've done in life. You know, he said, if you're ever in Millersville, Georgia, here's where I work. Come by and see me. I want to hug you and shake your hand and tell you what a great person you are. And that meant everything to me. You know, you're really making a difference and you're making a change in someone's life. And I've always tried to live a life of respect and understanding. One of the things that I tell my employees, we never know what's going on in someone's life. We don't know if they're just having their worst day. Our job as a restaurant owner is to serve you and to be there and be a small part of your day. But what we don't know is what's going on in someone else's life across that line. You know, you could have gotten fired from your job and you walked out, grabbed your stuff and walked out of your job, and it was the best job you ever had. And 3 minutes later, you're inside my restaurant, you know, and the best thing we can do is be there with a smile and just try to make your experience great. But on the other side, that person just had his worst day ever. He's going to be a little upset. He's going to be edgy. And sometimes they project that against us. And what I tell my staff is they're not projecting it to you about you. It's what's going on in their life to put them in that situation at that moment. We've had some cases, customer complaint resolution, found out that the woman was visiting a hospital, which is across the street from one of my stores, was visiting the hospital and her mother was passing away. And she was literally spending the last moments of her life with her mother. And of course, she's going to be edgy with the staff. And so her situation and what happened had nothing to do with my staff. It had more to do with where her mind was. In my own personal life, I try to be mindful of what everybody's going through in life, and not everybody's having a great day.
And you've been listening to Carl Wallace tell one heck of a story about how kindness and mercy, they work in ways you don't even know, and in ways that are indirect and mysterious and beautiful. When we come back, more of Carl Wallace, who runs Diablo Southwest Grill, a chain of restaurants, a part of his American dream, here on Our American Stories.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
All right. Two truths and a lie. Here we go. I went to college with college football coach Jim McElwain. I began my broadcasting career doing play-by-play for the Las Vegas Stars, and I've been a Verizon customer for 15 years. Okay, I lied. All three are true. Verizon isn't as expensive as you think. In fact, if you bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store, they'll give you a better deal. That's right, a better deal on the best network with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So take that AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Verizon store today. Get a better deal and start saving. Based on Root Metrics, best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025. All rights reserved. Must provide recent consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise, so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
To test the new Pathfinder, Nissan turned to the boldest creators of all. Kids. Their drawings sparked a wild idea. Brought to life by a Hollywood director, a stunt team, and the SUV that makes the unthinkable unforgettable. No tricks, just V6 power, practical effects, and the rugged new Pathfinder. Watch how it all came together and discover why J.D. Power ranks Nissan number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
The path to retirement is different for everyone. And as life changes, so do priorities. Fidelity can help you get where you want to go. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement, whether you're saving for it or already living in it. Get started at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
And we continue with Our American Stories. We've been listening to the co-owner of Diablo's Southwest Grill in Georgia share the story of when a man broke into their store to steal money. Instead of wanting to find the perpetrator to press charges against them, owner Carl Wallace decided to take a different approach. He made a post on Facebook offering the man a resume and a conversation. To Carl's great surprise, the post went viral. Let's go back to Carl.
And again, I just kept coming back to, I can't believe that this is viral, that a strange approach to someone that has done you wrong is garnering so much attention across America and really across the world. It was a simple act. And I guess anybody that gets robbed is going to have the initial reaction of, you know, anger, frustration, or, you know, if I caught you in the act, I would have killed you. They didn't harm my family. I wasn't threatened. None of my employees were at risk. Nobody was at risk. And they didn't steal any money. I think I'd have been a little more frustrated if some money was taken, but it wasn't. I mean, absolutely. Other than a couple $100 for a broken glass door that was completely replaced. The crazy flip side of it is the outpouring of support from the community. Our sales have been up probably 10% in our local market since that happened. We gained so many new customers that it's been unbelievable that how many people came in the first couple days. I was doing an interview and a local radio personality, Cher Best, came by, and she just came by to pay it forward and she walked up to the register and paid for a person's meal just because. She's like, I want to pay it forward. And she walked in and just paid for a family's meal that she didn't even know. She's like, you inspired me to pay it forward, and she came by the restaurant to bless somebody else. Just little incidences like that happened so many times over the next couple days that was just absolutely unbelievable, that, you know, how the community reached out and supported us back. And we've been paid for that door 100 times over. You just don't think that a small act of kindness is going to reach that much attention. You know, some of the comments online were, had one lady say, I wish I could marry Carl. And I thought it was hilarious. My wife didn't find it quite as funny, but she said, well, you come with more problems than you come with. she gets the problems and the good as well. You know, none of us are perfect people. I was more amused than my wife was amused about it. But yeah, it's like that one little instance of kindness, and this person thinks that everybody thinks that you're a perfect person, and nobody's a perfect person. You try to live life the best you can and do the best for people. And so many text messages from people all over the world. Again, my cell number was on the Facebook post that went viral all over the world. So it didn't take but half a second to type my number in and shoot a text over, and and just tell me what your thoughts were on what I did. And, you know, of course, I got a few that said I was crazy, but that's okay. I'm fine with that. You know, that's my decision to do what I want. And we're all have the right to lead our life the way we think is right. We're all going to be judged. But if you're going to judge me bad for doing right, then that's a problem for you, not a problem for me. I got a few texts of, you're what's wrong in this country. People should be locked up and people should pay for their crimes. And then I was always happy to respond back and say, well, if we don't break that cycle for somebody and we keep doing this, who have we fixed? Who have we helped in life? I don't know how we've changed into a society that decides to judge others for what they feel is correct. I went viral for my kid's a kicker. 14, I made a field goal and we've got a lot of land. And so I put it in the front yard, made a TikTok about it and said, the best thing you can do as a parent is to support your child, even if it means putting a field goal in the front yard. And that went kind of viral on TikTok, which then ESPN picked it up. And so then ESPN posted it to their Instagram and it says, you know, father builds field goal for his kid, blah, blah, blah. And so it had 525,000 likes, but and 5,000 and something comments. And the crazy thing is 4,000 of the comments were negative. You know, that's an unfair advantage. You know, why would somebody do that? Why would some, you know, like my kid doesn't have that opportunity. And then, you know, some were, you know, a little tongue in cheek. Imagine having a field goal and a dad, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And so, you know, I was right on top of it when it landed on ESPN's Instagram, and I'm reading the first 30 comments and I'm just floored that I'm getting negative, you know, like, watch what happens. He's going to, you know, dad spent all that money and the kid's going to quit. And I'm like, my kid's been playing sports since 4 years old. Like, that's all my kid cares about. That's my kid's passion. He's not going to quit. And they're like, all this money and he's not going to go anywhere. And I'm like, well, he's currently the fifth ranked kicker in the country right now. So like, I don't understand the hate. But the sad part of it was that that's where we're at in society, that you try to do something great for your child and give him and help him chase his dreams. And that little bit of money that I spent to put a field goal up has really helped his success. But I never realized that that would contribute to hate, because you're trying to just do what's right for your child and support your child. And we're now in a part of society that is looked down upon, you know, because somebody else doesn't have that opportunity, that it's not right for you to have that opportunity. One of my favorite things as an employer is to be able to mentor some of my employees when they ask for help and ask for business advice. And I enjoy being there for them. I love my paycheck, but I love being able to help employees on their, whatever their career path may be in life, and whatever advice that I'm able to help them with. And I've been very successful in life and I've been very fortunate. I've worked very hard for it. I own two other companies along with Diablo's. And one of the things I instill in my own kid who's 14 is that you don't have to be the smartest kid, but if you're the hardest working kid, you'll probably survive in life. You'll probably do very, very well. I've had over the years some teachers, you know, want me to come back and do, you know, mentoring in class and, you know, give my testimony, so to speak, to the kids. And I'm like, my testimony's not that great. It's I didn't do well in school. I was 0-51 remedial just about everything, but I applied myself in life and I worked hard and I always had a vision and a dream. And if you have a vision and a dream and you're working towards those visions and dreams, you're generally going to make it. And a lot of kids sometimes just don't have a dream. You know, they're going through life. I was fortunate to always have a dream of what I wanted to achieve. And same thing with Diablo's. I wanted to create a regional chain of restaurants and, you know, be anywhere from, you know, 50 stores to 100 stores. And my banker sat and looked at me and he said, that's just about an unachievable task out of Augusta, Georgia. And we did it. And we started franchising and we've been very blessed. But nobody supports us like our local community does. And so we're happy to give back. During the COVID, we ended up feeding some homeless people and just doing what we could in the community. We fed some kids that were no longer getting school meals. And so we did what we could to support our community back.
And a special thanks to a few members of our team, Madison, Robbie, and Faith, for the great work on that story. And how often do you hear stories about businessmen in the movies, in the mainstream media that sound like that? The good guys. A real good guy. And we love bringing you stories and voices like this from all over the country. You've been listening to Carl Wallace. I love what he said when he said, some of my best days came from my worst days. Indeed, that's how the cooking started. And then having that vision. I love that he confessed that he wasn't a very good student. Who cares? So many kids struggle through high school, college. But they have passions and talents that go beyond. We love telling these stories. We love getting these stories from you. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites, these stories. If you have a story in your town, an entrepreneur who's done something like this, or a random act of kindness, which is all he did. It was a random act of kindness. And look at the response. The story of Carl Wallace here on Our American Story.
Think Verizon is expensive? Think again. Anyone can bring their AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. So bring us your bill. Walk in, run in, pogo stick in, teleport if you can. Ride on the back of a rollerblading yak or fly in on the wings of a majestic falcon. Any way you can, bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. Based on RootMetrics best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025, all rights reserved. Must provide very recent postpaid consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise, so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough. And you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
Big adventures, family chaos, untethered exploration. The Nissan Pathfinder is built for it. Powered by a lauded V6 engine and smooth 9-speed automatic transmission, the new Nissan Pathfinder is adventure on wheels. With seating for up to 8, a premium interior, and available second row captain's chairs, it's adventure in comfort. And with 284 horsepower and 6,000 pounds of towing capacity, Pathfinder is adventure unlimited. The new Nissan Pathfinder. Power your adventure. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
The path to retirement is different for everyone. And as life changes, so do priorities. Fidelity can help you get where you want to go. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement. Whether you're saving for it or already living in it. Get started at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member, NYSE SIPC.